Amen.
Amen.
Sister Lillian, are we there? Amen. In the Lord's house, we're happy. I'm so excited. It was a hectic day, but the devil knew why. But he's alive. Satan ulamanga. Amen. Means the devil is alive. Let's sing that song, You Are Alpha. If Sister Lydia could help us, please. You Are Alpha and Omega.
Amen.
And then we'll ask Brother Dave to pray for us.
You are Alpha and Omega. We worship you.
Thankful we are to have you, Lord, as a strong tower, to have you, Lord God, as a source of refuge.
Yes.
Lord, where the righteous run in, and Father, we are safe, Lord.
Yes.
Father God, your hands are not too short to reach down.
Yes.
So we pray now, Lord God, that Father, you release within us, Lord, the spirit of freedom.
Amen, the spirit of freedom and liberty to worship you, Lord.
Father, let us not be restrained by the cares of this life.
Yes,
Lord. Let us not be restrained by ill health.
Yes,
Lord, let nothing come between us and you. Lord, let us just worship you, Lord God, in spirit
Amen.
And in truth. Father, Lord God, to lay down a preparation so that when your word comes, your anointed word, Lord,
yes,
it will bless us in our souls and it will meet our every need. Father God, we know of a surety, Lord, that you not a man that you should lie,
yes,
and you've given us a sure word of promise, Lord. Father God, Lord, that if we ask, we shall receive.
Amen.
Lord God, and we're asking you tonight to meet us, Lord, even here, Lord, at the place, Lord God, at your altar. Father God, Lord, we pray you break every shackle of the enemy.
Amen.
Lord God, we pray that, Lord, you take control of every spirit, Lord God. Lord, and you guide and lead us, Lord, even into worship, Lord.
Yes.
Father, we pray now and committing to you the service. The things which we do, Lord, we commit it to you. We pray with thanksgiving for giving us traveling mercies to be here, Lord.
Yes.
Each one, every woman, every man, every child, oh God.
Yes.
Father, all in expectation, and we know that you always meet, Lord God, that earnest desire.
Amen.
Father God, Lord, we pray, Lord God, for song worship, that, Lord, you grant grace to the song leader and the musicians, Lord. Father, help them to put themselves aside,
Amen.
Lord, so that you can use them, Lord, Father, to glorify your name, Lord. Father, to create an atmosphere in which, Lord God, miracles, Lord, can happen, Lord God. Father, we pray, Lord God, in expectation for the word.
Yes.
Lord, we pray and ask you that you grant grace to our brother.
Amen.
Lord, who minister the word unto us tonight.
Oh, yes.
Help him, Lord God, to put himself aside.
Amen.
You have used him many times, Lord God, to bless us, Lord. And we have an expectation that even tonight you will do the same.
Amen.
Father God, Lord, we just commit everything to you now.
Yes.
We think of our pastor who's not here, Lord. He's traveled. May you, the same grace we desire here, may it be upon him.
Amen.
May he be a blessing there where he is.
Gratitude.
The brothers, Lord, who have traveled, Brother Maxwell, Lord, Brother Eli.
Yes.
Father God, Lord, please be merciful to them where they are.
Amen.
Even those that are still traveling, coming here, Lord, please give them traveling mercy.
Amen.
Father, we pray once again and commit everything into your hands. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 How great is our God? Amen. Oh, yes. Hallelujah.
How great is our God? Oh, sing with me, how great.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Be like the prophet or that the woman when she was in bed for spring and the plane stopped.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
And the minister came and he ministered. And we said amen. And the church said amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's sing that song. G.
Blessed assurance. Jesus is mine. Oh, wonderful days of glory divine. Way of salvation. The chains of God. Lord of His Spirit. What's the end is God. This is my story. This is my song.
All of them out.
Sure.
And I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne,
Alleluia,
a book written in the beginning and on the back side,
Amen.
Seven.
Alleluia.
Amen.
And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seals thereof. And no man in heaven, nor in earth, neither under the earth was able to open the book, neither to look upon. And I wept much, because no man was found worthy to open and to read the book, neither to look thereon. And one of the elders said unto me, weep not, behold the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, hath prevailed to open the book,
Hallelujah,
and to loose the seven seals thereof.
Amen.
And I beheld, and looked in the midst of the throne and the four beasts, and the midst of the elders stood a lamb as it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent forth into all the earth. And he came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat upon the throne. And when he had taken the book, the four beasts and 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps and golden vials full of odors, which are the And they sang a new song.
Hallelujah.
Say, thou art worthy to take the book and to open the sins thereof. For thou was slain and has redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation. And has made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on
earth. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Down, let's read also in Ecclesiastes chapter 10. Mm. Let's read from verse 5 to 7.
Hallelujah.
There is an evil which I have seen under the sun, as an error which proceedeth from the ruler. Folly is set in great dignity, and the rich sit in low place. I've seen servants upon horses.
Wow.
And princes walking as servants upon
Hallelujah.
My subject tonight is claiming your privileges.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Living.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
You have to claim your privileges.
Hallelujah.
Not only to claim them, but you have to live.
Yes, sir.
Them.
Amen.
This last scripture here is very shocking.
Wow. Yes.
A very shocking scripture.
Hey.
This is not the first time you are reading this. But I don't know how cautious you have been according to this question. To see servants on horses.
Yes, daily.
Some other translations speak about slaves.
Yes.
In French, it's slave. I've seen slaves upon horses.
Man. Hey!
That's what he says in French. I've seen slaves upon horses and princes walking.
Man.
It's an evil thing.
Wow.
But I've seen.
Amen.
From the ruler. And here we read in Revelation chapter 5 that he has made us. Our God.
Amen.
Kings.
Amen.
Amen.
We are not only princes, but we are kings.
Kings. Glory.
Made by Jesus.
Amen.
Jesus has made every one of you.
Hey. Hallelujah.
A king.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
But then, the most wise man on earth said, I've seen something strange. Princes walking on feet. While slaves can say, these people from the world are slaves. Slaves to sin, to demons, and the world. And you are princes. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Before I even continue, I like to base everything on the prophet so that, amen?
Amen.
Are you with me?
Amen.
Let me make a small, long reading quote. Amen.
Amen.
The prophet said this.
So I'm trusting with all my heart that God will. Keep going,
please. 3 a.m.
Don't tell me. 3 a.m.
All night.
You're crying.
Please,
brother. 7 hours. Huh?
Please, brother.
So I'm trusting with all my heart that God will so let us together forget our differences and look straight to the Bible.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
One thing, I feel sorry for the bride. Not all, but the big percentage of the bride. We don't like the Bible.
Mm. Yes, sir, that's true.
People don't know the Bible. They don't know it.
Yes. Amen.
Some say, no, we got the message. It's better. No, the message must push you to read the Bible.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
The message creates in you
desire.
And the anger.
Amen.
For the Bible.
Amen.
The more you read the message, you listen to the prophet, it gives you desire to go and get.
Hallelujah. Amen.
You say amen.
Amen. Amen.
Many things you think that the prophet is just quoting them, but it's the word.
That's right.
And the Holy Spirit will never come on anything else but the word.
Yes, sir.
As I was saying, I think there's some brother outside there one day and said, you know, when God created,
hallelujah,
he created chaos.
Amen. Amen.
And the Bible said the Spirit of God was brooding upon the water.
Amen.
Upon the chaos. Mm. And the Spirit was upon the chaos. He was unable to do anything.
Amen.
Until God says, once God pronounced the word, then the Holy Spirit grabs the word.
Amen. And
materialize the word.
Amen.
Without God speaking, the word goes to nothing. Same thing with all of us. The Holy Spirit comes upon the word which is in you.
Amen.
Amen.
Not in the papers.
Hallelujah.
Not on the tapes. Mm. You must take that word in you.
That's right.
Can you say it?
Amen.
Amen.
Memorize it if necessary.
Yes, sir.
So when the Holy Spirit comes, he found something on which he has to work.
Yes, sir. Mm. Hallelujah.
Can you say amen?
Thank you.
Amen.
But when the Holy Spirit comes in, you found too much of CNN.
Oh,
why? Amen. Then he said, no, this is not my word. I
amen.
Do this. I can't
do this. Amen.
That's right.
And you say amen.
Amen.
You have to pray. You can't. You are quoting some words, and he doesn't know how to recognize those words.
Mm.
He wants to see his word.
Amen.
Amen. As you pray his word, he comes upon
you. Amen.
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 Can you say amen?
Amen.
Amen.
You love him?
Yes, sir.
Amen.
You appreciate it?
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
You see the Samaritan woman, she said, Jesus, we know.
Wow.
That when the Messiah comes.
Amen.
How she did know?
Wow.
It's a knowledge. You must have a knowledge.
Amen.
She read in the books.
Amen.
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 Until one day I discovered the prophet said she read, she had a book. The how we call it?
Scroll.
Scroll.
Amen.
She came from reading that scripture and then she met the Messiah.
Hallelujah.
Lord.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
Amen.
We must love the word.
Hallelujah.
Say amen.
Amen.
Make the word of God your word.
Hallelujah.
You'll see things will start changing.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Because he said, if my word abide in
you. Amen.
That's
my
right.
Words.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
My words. Plural.
Amen.
And you abide in
me. Amen.
Then.
Hallelujah.
The word is not in you.
No.
What are you asking for?
My
asking.
My.
First, the word must abide.
Amen.
How do you make the word abide in you? You read.
Amen.
Amen.
You memorize. You meditate.
Amen.
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 Trying to grasp the meaning. Okay, we'll come back to it. You see, let's come, is it, straight to the Bible. And I believe that every teaching must come out of the Bible.
Amen.
And I know that God could do things that are not written in the Bible. He said, I know. He can do anything he wants to. Because he's God. But I'm always a little afraid that we get off
my
on some sort of fantastic if we or some illusion if we didn't stay with the Bible.
Amen. Mm. Hallelujah. Mm. Wow. What a safety.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen.
God knows that his spirit is there. Mm. But he knows also that the spirit of the devil is there.
Mm. Amen.
That's why the word must come. Because the spirit of the devil will never go for the words.
Amen.
Word by word.
Hallelujah. Mm. Wow.
We've seen people saying that the spirit is leading me. And meanwhile, it was the devil.
Man.
When we bring, you bring the word, then you see.
Wow.
The opposition. Mm. So you say, I'm a little afraid. But if it is in Bible, then I believe it's the truth.
Mm.
Because God said so. Mm. We got that self,
the Lord. Amen.
I've noticed many times that sometimes we might, and it does happen that way, and we get beat up on the fantastic or some little phenomena or something, and we run off with it. But if you just keep it right in the Bible, then you got that self, the Lord.
Amen.
And God will honor his word.
Hallelujah.
My word will fail. Your word will fail.
Mm.
And no man words. No man is any better than his word.
Mm.
If you can. If I couldn't take your word, I just can't believe you. That's all. And that's the way I believe God. This Bible to be his infallible word. And if he has wrote this Bible, sent it by inspiration, it's been written by several men in several ages, and no one word contradicts the other one.
Mm.
And all the way through, and it's inspiring.
Amen.
I could read the text here tonight, and I will in a few minutes. Thousands of years, men has read the same text through every age, and just as inspiring in each age.
Amen. Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen. Amen.
So now I say, every word is eternal. And when God once speaks anything, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
He can't take it back.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He has to stay. He has.
Amen.
He put God in under obligation.
Amen.
So when God pronounces the word, it becomes a law to himself.
Amen.
And you know that in the Bible said, you have glorified something, I don't know how to say it in English, but it means you have glorified your word above your name.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
So God has honored his word above his name.
Amen.
And name means nature.
Hallelujah.
That's right.
So God put his word above his name. And this word speaks of the reputation of God.
Mm-hmm.
That's why the Bible says the word of God is tried.
Mm-hmm.
Like you try something in the fire. Mm-hmm. So God has proven, has tried his own word. And once he says something, he sticks to it.
Hey.
Are you with me?
Amen.
I know why I'm insisting on that.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Let you understand your privileges.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
You were created not to live the way you are living now. I'm sorry to tell you that.
That's right.
Amen?
Amen.
You got some privileges which you have to claim.
Amen.
And he said, once he speaks anything, he can't take it back. He has to stay.
Amen.
Forever and forever, that word will never just cycle, find a corner in a cycle.
You know
it. It's forever the
yes,
truth.
Sir. Yes.
Now in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
Amen.
Now, what is the Word? The Word is a thought expressed.
Amen.
And made manifest. Then before God did anything, he thought it.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
When he drew the plan in his mind.
Hallelujah.
And
sweet.
Then express it by the Word.
Amen.
Never take it back.
Amen.
Amen.
It had to be forever to be that way.
Hallelujah. Amen.
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 And God doesn't have any beginning.
That's right.
He doesn't have any end.
Hallelujah.
Right.
And if you are his children, his child today, it's not that you have become. No, you have been there.
That's right. Amen. Amen.
He chose you before the foundation.
Oh, yeah.
Money.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Man, God is infinite. He's omnipresent, omnipotent, infinite. If he's infinite, if he isn't God, and if he isn't infinite at the beginning, before the world was ever formed, if he knew the end from the beginning.
That's right.
So whatever you will be on earth, God saw you.
Amen.
God saw your end.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Before even the beginning start, he saw you.
Amen.
So whatever you are doing here, it's a replay.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
And this is something that must give you faith.
Mm.
When you know that you are just doing a replay.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hey,
it's like a team going to a soccer match, knowing already
Hallelujah.
Going to
the results, how many goals they have,
yeah,
how
amen.
Things will happen.
Hallelujah.
That's right. Hallelujah.
Can you say
amen?
Amen.
These others are just guessing. Trying to do something, but this one knows already what will happen.
Hallelujah! Right. Thank you, Lord.
You understand
amen.
Why John was weeping?
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
Amen?
So God knew the end from the beginning.
Hey,
amen.
Before the world was ever formed. So it's not, we are not here by accident.
No.
We are not here haphazardly.
No. Never.
This meeting tonight
Hallelujah.
Is not a haphazard.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. That's right. Amen.
I can say, oh no, you know, I was not supposed to be here. Yes, for me, I was not supposed, but for him.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That the lamb was slain.
Hallelujah.
There was no nature.
Hallelujah.
No earth. Nothing but the Lamb was slain. And your name was put
Hallelujah.
In the Lamb's book of life.
Hallelujah.
Before the foundation.
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
We have to understand that. Can you say amen?
Amen. Amen.
He said, I was in until he was. Then he asked, I was in until he was only slain 4,000 years after the world existed.
Mm.
When God, then he spoke now. Mm. When God spoke it, it was a finished.
Amen.
Work.
Amen.
When God spoke it in the sight of God in the heavens, when God spoke the word before the foundation of the world, seeing what he would have to do, Christ was really slain when God spoke it.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
4,000 years later, it was manifested.
Amen.
But Christ was already slain. So when the word of God is pronounced, is spoken, for God the thing is finished.
Hallelujah.
So do you know that God had his counsel? I put to you once about it.
Amen.
His counsel before the foundation of the world. So he was there with all his attributes discussing
Hallelujah.
What he will do on earth in the plan of redemption. Can you say amen?
Amen.
So you could see those big three attributes, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost discussing what will happen. When God decided that all the creatures, they will be directed, they will be ruled by instinct. So we will just control them by instinct, automatic. Leading. But when he came to man, then he said, no, this man, we have to make him in our own image. And since we have a will, we should give him also a will, the power of the will. So he decide by himself.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Then the Holy Ghost said, okay, but if you give him the will, you must expect him to rebel, to choose. Against your will, he said yes, because he is free. I said, then if he does that, what are we going to do? Then the Son, the Word said, no, we will go and redeem it.
Hallelujah.
Now, we redeem it, then you, someone must die and pay the price. Then Christ said, I'll die.
Hey,
and God said, you are dead.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
And it was the same thing with the attribute. When he looked at you, then he said that this one will desire to be saved. Then God said, he's saved.
Amen.
Right? He's saved.
Amen.
David is saved.
Amen.
God is saved.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen. Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
So you got saved because he saw a desire to be saved.
Amen.
For God, he said, you are saved.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Can you say amen?
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
You love him.
Amen.
You
love Hallelujah.
So that's why don't worry about someone or your parents or your children. If they were in the mind of God, they would be there.
The
devil can mess up with them for a while, but at the end, the
will of
God, the purpose of God will stand.
Amen.
The purpose will stand.
Amen.
Amen. Your salvation is a finished
Thank
work.
You, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
I'm not here to try to put you into something.
No, no.
To become, for you to become. I'm here to remind you.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
take back your position.
Yes, sir.
Something that pertains to you before the foundation of the world.
Amen.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen. Hallelujah.
So
amen.
We see here the prophet said, listen. He said, 4,000 years later, it was manifested. How infallible the word is. God speaks. Our little finite mind can't, our little finite mind can't fathom it. Because we got a finite mind. And it is infinite. But when he speaks anything, it has to come to pass. Though it linger, though it goes on, yet in God's ordered time, it's got to be fulfilled.
Amen.
Because God spoke it.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
I hope you see this. And this might encourage you a little bit.
Wow.
Listen, Christians. You Christians, this might encourage you a little bit.
Amen.
The poet used to sing the song. We sang it many times in the Baptist church. There is a new name written down in glory tonight.
Hallelujah!
You know, someone wrote, oh, my name was wrote in the book of life tonight. The poet was fine by saying that. And it led many souls to Christ. But how wrong he was.
That's right.
God can do something wrong for his glory. Can you say amen?
Amen?
Martin Luther was baptized in the name of Father, Son, Holy Ghost, but God used that to send people to heaven.
Amen.
So did this poet, God used that song to send souls to heaven.
Hallelujah!
But how wrong he was.
That's right.
The Bible said that our names were written in the Lamb's Book of Life before the foundation of the world.
Amen.
When was it? When the Lamb was slain, every person that was ever to be saved was associated with the Lamb.
Amen.
In the slaying. In the slaying. Before the foundation of the world.
Hallelujah.
That the only thing I find with the Christian church today, it's a scare.
Yes, sir.
It's afraid. It backs up. It doesn't understand its privileges.
Man.
Wow.
So the prophet is connecting your privileges with the Lamb slain before the foundation.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You see why I read Revelation chapter 5?
That's right.
Because your privileges are linked, connected to the Lamb being slain before the foundation of the world.
Amen.
And the problem of the church is scared. They're scared. They're afraid. We are living under the privileges that God has ordained for us to live.
Amen.
God doesn't lie.
Yes. Right. Amen.
He is prophet.
Amen.
Right.
And if the prophet say you are living under your privileges, I'm sorry. He's not lying.
That's right.
This is the prophet. Church, let us wake up.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Don't pretend. Don't pretend. Don't let us ourselves pretend
amen
that we are enjoying our privilege.
No.
Who here can say that is happy with everything he's going through?
My. Hey. Not me.
Are you pleased with the situation in which you are?
No.
If you think for yourself, but let me tell you, this church, as we are a church here, this is not the condition we are supposed to be.
Yes, sir.
Right.
Amen. Wonderful.
I'm sorry to tell you.
Amen. That's the truth.
Amen. It can be shocking.
Amen. 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 Sir.
We are not preaching, and I don't believe in preaching the prosperity gospel.
No.
I don't believe in it.
Amen. That's right.
I don't believe in it.
That's right.
But I believe that this message got privileges.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
This word of God got privileges.
Amen.
Which belong to the children of God.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen. Amen.
They are trying to push people into prosperity was what? But we are here to claim back
amen.
What belongs to us.
Amen.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen. Amen.
We are living under the privileges that God has ordained for us to live. We are now not will be, but we are now the sons and daughters of God.
Amen.
And we try to put it in the millennium somewhere. But now,
amen.
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 Can you say amen?
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Hallelujah.
Before I proceed, I want to show you another thing, another quote. The professor showed me. When that son was born in that family, he became a son because he was born in the family. He's a son by birth. And now, to you Presbyterians and Baptists also, listen to this. But because that you are born again, that doesn't mean all of it.
Wow. Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
You just become a child.
Yes.
You become a member of the body of Christ.
Mm.
Listen. But that doesn't mean that you are living in your privileges.
Wow.
Yet.
Man.
Amen.
Man.
To be born again doesn't make you that you give you a permission or authority to live in your privileges. You are just born. But that doesn't mean that you are living in your privileges. And that the matter with people, you people, that matter with the world. They are living under their privileges.
Amen.
Because they think when they were born again, that settled it. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Hallelujah.
Because they think that once born again, everything is settled.
Mm-mm.
No! That only puts you in position for every divine promise that God made.
Mm.
Is that right?
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
So, being born again doesn't give you right to live in your privileges. It's just a beginning. Amen.
Amen.
Now, what is privilege? What is privilege? According to the dictionary, privilege comes from a Latin word, privilegium.
Oh.
Privilegium, which comes from privas, P-R-I-V-U-S, privas, which means
private.
Wow.
And legion comes from legs or legs, which means law. So if we can say a private law,
amen.
A private right.
Wow.
That a privilege is a special right.
Amen.
A special advantage. Granted or available only to a particular person or a group. That's privilege. It's a right, but that right is only for a private group, a special group.
Wow.
It's not for everyone. When they tell you that in the country all the citizens are equal rights, that's a lie. I'm telling you the truth.
Amen.
That's a lie.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Just go through the red light, and then MEP also follow you. Then you know that you don't have equal rights.
Amen.
The MP, they won't touch him. Because he doesn't have the same right with you.
Amen.
He got some privileges.
Amen. That's right.
Some pride.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So everyone got some rights.
Yes, sir.
That's true. But there are some other special rights.
Amen.
Which are reserved only to a special group.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen.
When it comes to condemnation, they don't condemn you the same way.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. You say amen.
Amen.
You can go to court, they judge you, but because you are belonging to the special group,
amen.
Because of that, the law doesn't apply on you the same way they apply.
Amen.
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 Oh, wow.
Amen.
Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
That's right.
Prince William doesn't have the same right as all the British guys. Are you with me?
Amen. Amen.
Prince William got special rights.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Because he's born in a royal family.
Amen.
And by birth, can you say amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Privileges are given through birth.
Amen.
They got birth rights.
Amen.
By being born again.
Amen.
Oh, yes.
I have to beg him.
Oh,
can you help me?
Oh, my.
Amen.
Amen.
You walk up in the morning under the cold. You want to suffer to look for money. Amen. Because you want to make sure that this baby is taken care of properly. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Ask them, see the water. Then, when you bring a passport like mine, You think that no distance is higher? No, they reject me again. Because no, how a black man can drug them like this? No, he's not a dealer, a drug dealer. But they don't do that with an American, with an Irish, because we don't have the same privilege.
Amen.
Wow. And in the presence of God, we don't have equal rights.
Hallelujah! Amen!
The bride had a special right.
Thank you, Lord!
Amen!
Hallelujah!
Amen!
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 You love him?
Yes!
You
appreciate him? Amen!
The devil sinned in heaven. God cast him out.
Amen!
That's right.
To never even think about him. But
amen.
When Adam did the same thing, God
hallelujah! Hallelujah! Amen! Oh, thank you, Lord! Amen! Yes, Jesus! Thank you, Lord!
Do you love him?
Amen!
You appreciate him?
Amen!
Brother, sister, you must know your position.
Amen!
You must know your position.
Amen!
God saw. Don't let the devil tell you that, no, you did this, you did that. No, tell him, it's not about
amen.
Me.
Amen.
It's about him.
Amen.
He knew that I would come.
Hallelujah.
He saw all those mistakes.
Hallelujah.
Oh, thank you.
Sins.
Amen.
Before it happened,
oh,
let
yeah.
me die. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yeah.
Let me die.
Amen. Thank you, God.
For everything.
Amen. Thank you.
He died for my past sins.
Oh, yes.
He died for my present sins.
Yeah. Oh, yes,
he
Lord.
He died for my future
sins. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
That's
amen.
How our God runs his business.
Oh, yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Don't let anyone preach you out of that position.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory.
Oh, yes.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen. Amen.
Don't you think that it's very strange that after Jesus has died, and now we see John weeping because there was no one to open the book. But this book, it's after this problem of the book, it's happened after the cross.
Wow.
Jesus died on the cross and said, it's finished. He paid the price. We speak a lot about the cross. Every church here in the world, even the religion, they speak about the cross.
Right.
The blood of Jesus. But the blood was there. But still, John is weeping because no one could open the book. Did ever you ask yourself a question? Because the prophet said, why John wept? The reason is, if the book was not opened, he said, all the world,
amen.
All the creation
amen.
Would be lost.
Amen. Hallelujah.
How come? Because Jesus died already.
Wow.
Ask yourself. If the cross was all of it, why John has to weep after the cross?
Amen.
Because if the book is not open, the prophet said, the whole world.
Creation.
The whole creation.
Amen.
My.
It means that the cross is not complete.
Amen.
Without the opening
amen.
Of the
seal. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Can you say
that's
amen?
Right.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Redemption is not complete.
That's
why?
Right.
Because Golgotha is the paying of the price.
Amen.
But the opening of a sin sunset is the claiming
wow.
of the object
amen.
For which the price
oh, yeah.
was paid.
Amen.
That's right. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
Do you love him?
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Do you love him?
Amen.
Do you appreciate him?
Amen.
Amen.
So, we see that privileges is something that you have, especially you.
Thank you, Lord.
And David knew that. That's why when he came and he looked, Goliath.
Wow.
And he sees Saul, who was ignoring his privileges, shaking, trembling, scared. Then David, all the time he was in the books.
Hallelujah.
When he was with the ship,
yes,
he was
sir.
Going through the books, reading what God is doing with Moses. Can you say amen?
Amen.
So he knew more about God than about Goliath.
Amen.
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 Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
But his brethren and Saul, they learned more about the enemy. They knew more about the enemy than about their God. So when David came, he asked them the question. They were quoting what they learned in the books about cancer, how it happened. They knew everything.
Hallelujah!
How cancer started. They can explain you. They can give you better explanation about cancer than cancer itself.
Hey!
They know all the symptoms of depression.
Amen.
Oh, I am depressed. Who taught you that?
Hallelujah.
Who did taught you?
Amen.
You learn from where that you are depressed. You read too much things about in Google, in the Google. Dr. Google.
That's right.
Preacher Hallelujah. Google. Amen.
You know all the way of crisis. Financial problems. You learn about those things, but you read less in the word of God.
Hallelujah.
You learn about your God.
Yes, sir.
But David was learning more the word.
Hallelujah.
Than the enemy.
Amen.
Help us,
Lord.
Oh, yes.
Hallelujah.
When you come and ask them, or they could describe Goliath to a point. Look, he's here. His size is like this. His arms is like this. His armor is like this. He's like this. Then he said, but me too, I can hear speaking about someone.
Hallelujah.
And the general.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Hallelujah.
Who is this dog?
That's right.
This uncircumcised Philistine.
Hallelujah.
And his big mistake is that he touched the army of the living God.
Okay. Hallelujah.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
You can do whatever you want, but don't touch the living
God.
Amen.
Are you free?
Amen.
Saul could tell you, David, he knows his name. He knows how to fight for me. So, Saul, you can see that his job was to read the CV of Goliath. He learned, he studied the CV of Goliath.
Wow!
He went to this school, to that school, to this academy. Then he said, oh, me too. I got my CV.
Amen!
Mine comes from the university of the revealed word.
Hallelujah!
Amen! Amen!
Hallelujah!
By experience.
Hallelujah.
My first experience.
Not on yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
With my slim.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. It was a toy. That slingshot, it was first a toy.
Amen.
But he learned it so well.
Amen.
By staying also in the presence of God.
Amen.
That he turned a toy into a weapon.
Hallelujah.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
Brother, and the prophet said, the slingshot is that little prayer of yours.
Hallelujah!
Amen. That's the revelation we have tonight.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
What is the slingshot? Your prayer.
Amen.
Amen.
Keep praying. Keep training yourself in prayer until you turn that prayer into a weapon.
Amen.
A mighty weapon.
Amen.
The devil can't stand before you.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Hallelujah.
You love him?
Thank you, Lord.
initiative.
Amen.
Amen.
We learn too much about things of this world, brothers and sisters. Stop.
Amen.
Come back to the Bible.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Read about the Bible, please.
Amen.
The prophet, a real Christian, read at least one chapter
Amen.
Of the Bible per day.
Amen.
But sometimes you stay weeks, months without touching the Bible.
Mine.
The only time you read the Bible is in the church.
Mine.
You can see many of you come to church without the Bible because Mine. You got the Bible, all this stuff.
Amen.
Amen.
You should have your Bible.
Amen.
Please.
That's right. Amen.
It's for your good.
That's right.
Maybe on Sunday God will help us to understand why.
Hallelujah.
That's right.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
Because when you grasp the word of God in you, the Holy Spirit will come upon that word.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
God said, I watch over my word. Perform it.
Yeah.
That's right.
So if you have the word of God in you, it's not for, you are not doing a favor to God, please.
Wow.
Reading the word of God, studying the word, you are not doing favor to God.
Yes.
You are doing favor to yourself.
Amen.
If for your good, can you say amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
Do you love him?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
So in closing, I want just to show you.
Wow. So soon, brother. Please.
So, what I want you to get your attention is, we will give the definition for grief. You say it's a pride. Right. So, let's. What is right now? What is a right? Because we want to understand when the prophet said, you are living under your privilege. What that means. Sometimes we repeat it. We know it from the school, privilege, something good or something. But we don't go deep into it. We want to catch the meaning. If privilege is a private right, it's an exceptional right, a special right. What is a right? A right is a moral or legal entitlement to have or do something.
Amen.
A moral or legal entitlement to have or to do something. So when you they say you have a right to do something, it means you are entitled. You got an entitlement. You got a title, which means an authority or a permission. Amen. To do something or to have something. An authorization, authority that is given to someone. When I say, this is my right, it means that you are acknowledging that you have authority, you have permission to possess that thing or to do that thing. And for a country to live properly, it has some rights and some duties. People have rights. They have also duties. They have to fulfill. And by fulfilling those duties, it gave them some rights. So the government here is obligated to protect the rights of Irish people. Because the Irish people, they got some duties. They pay the taxes, they do this, they work, and by doing their duties, in return, the government protect them. Mm-hmm. A protection is a right. Mm-hmm. Amen?
Amen?
It's a right. When you lose your job because you are an Irish, they take care of you. Mm-hmm. But they don't do that to a stranger. Mm-hmm. But because you are an Irish, you are entitled to those rights.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
And when you have your rights, you don't beg for your rights.
That's right.
You claim your right.
Amen.
You know, can you say amen?
Amen. Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
But the strange thing with a right, unless a right is claimed,
amen.
You can't benefit from it.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
The government has to pay you some money.
Yeah.
If you don't show up, they will never give
amen.
You that money.
Right.
Until you stand,
amen.
You go out of your house
amen.
And knock there and say, I am so and so. Give me my rights.
Amen. Right. Amen.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we have all of us the rights with God.
Amen.
We have rights.
Amen.
I have not only rights, but privileges.
Amen.
Amen.
Special rights now.
Amen.
Amen.
But if you don't claim those privileges, you will never benefit from them.
No, right.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
Amen.
In the rising of the sun, the prophet said, we are the beneficiaries.
Amen.
Of his resurrection.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
So, in every title deed, you got the names of the beneficiaries.
Amen.
But if the beneficiaries don't go to claim, they'll never ever.
Amen.
The right.
Nori.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
Amen.
This is the situation in which every one of us are. According to the prophet, we have privileges and we are scared to claim them.
Wow. Hey. My.
I want to shock you, but not today.
Amen. Amen.
How come you think that God can't create or give you whatever you want?
Hey.
Do you know that one of the privileges is whatsoever you desire?
Desire.
Wow.
Amen.
There is no limitation.
Amen.
Oh, my.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Can I read this for you?
Please.
Amen.
Amen.
Read on, brother.
Why are you afraid? No, brother Joseph, we don't preach those kind of things to people, no. You make people... No way. This making people spiritual.
Amen.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
You can be happy while you are waiting, but I don't think that God is also waiting with you. Eh?
No, he's not.
Because he can say you are under your privileges.
Yes, right? Sir.
Amen.
Maybe the guy who you are calling the boss, he was supposed to call you the boss.
Yes, sir.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm not joking.
Yes,
yes.
Yes.
I'm not joking.
Amen.
I believe it's
the truth.
Amen.
Amen.
You are living under your privileges. I saw the princes walk on feet.
Amen.
And the slaves on horses.
Amen.
Let's see. The prophet said this. So it all comes by the Spirit, but Jesus was a virgin born in order to tabernacle the Holy Spirit of God first to manifest himself to the people. And he gave his life a willing sacrifice that through his righteousness, we unrighteous people might have a right to come into the fellowship like he had with the Father before the foundation of the world. If that isn't grace and glory,
hallelujah.
What he did for us. Then, to think that the day that we are living in is that so many people cut off that privilege from the people. So that people who cut off the privilege from the people. Why? We are living miles,
of miles.
Below our God-given privilege. Let's repeat it again. We are living, millions of miles
below
our God-given privilege.
Amen.
So if we confess it, it's the truth. But the good part is, from now, we stop now.
Amen.
We won't continue to live under our privilege.
Amen.
We want to claim them.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
We want to claim our privilege.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
The good part is, when you recognize that you are under your privilege, from that time, you stop.
Yes,
just
sir.
Recognize
amen.
That you are under your privilege. It's the end.
That's right. Oh, yes.
Under
amen.
Your
amen.
From
amen.
You
amen.
Won't be the same.
Amen.
I promise you. You won't be the same.
Amen. Amen. Jesus.
You won't accept to stay under your privilege.
Sorry.
Can you say amen?
Amen. Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen. Amen.
You must know who you are.
Amen.
When you know who you are, then you understand your privileges.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen. Amen.
When
amen.
Abraham knew his position, his privileges, he could discuss with God
amen.
And dictate to God
yes.
how he should judge Sodom and Gomorrah. God came with his own plan to burn everyone in Sodom and Gomorrah. But when he met Abraham,
amen.
Abraham knew that he was a partner.
Amen.
God.
Amen.
He was a son of God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. He had some privileges.
Amen.
God. To begin with, why did you inform me that you are going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah? It means that there is a reason. Because God knows that he can't do anything on earth without a man.
Wow.
Right. If God tries to do something on earth without a man, he is illegal. He's out of his law. Because his law doesn't allow him.
Wow.
Amen.
The prophet said, you don't believe that? God is unable to do anything
that's
on
right.
earth without you.
Amen.
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 Says, the devil who is powerless
wow.
unless
that's
he
right.
found a body
that's
yes,
right.
sir.
And
that's
get
right.
into the body
that's right.
to work through the body.
Amen.
And then it takes us to another thought that the Holy Spirit fills the air.
Amen.
Fills the earth, but is powerless.
Right.
Unless he find a
yes,
man,
right.
Amen.
Oh yes,
Lord.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
What a privilege.
Oh yes.
Amen.
To be needed by God to fulfill anything.
Amen.
Oh, thank
it
you.
Means that in any plan of redemption, in anything God can make, he won't bypass us.
That's right.
To go through us.
Amen.
And because of that,
oh,
we have
yes.
a privilege.
Amen.
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 If I am in good health, it's not because of myself, because he needs me.
Amen.
Amen.
When he came down, he thought, Abraham. Abraham said, okay, but if you find 10 people, 50, then, oh no, 10, then, you see, he start discussing with God. Until we ask God to take out
Lot
before the fire came.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
Man.
Can you say amen?
Hallelujah.
And God accepted.
Yes, sir. Ha. Wonderful.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
God accepted because Abraham knew his position.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Moses was a fugitive. He was running. A scary man, but when God met him in the bush, he said, Moses, I came down. I heard the cry of my people.
Wow, wow, wow.
I came to deliver them
thank
by
you,
my
Lord.
Mighty
thank you,
hand.
Amen.
Moses said, no, what do you need? He said, I need you. He said, why? You are more powerful than me. He said, Moses, I can't do anything on earth without a man.
Amen.
I need you to go to Egypt. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
God needed Moses more than Moses needed himself. Do you know that? Because if Moses was dead or was killed by Pharaoh, the word that God spoke to Abraham could come to naught. And that could make God to be a fireable God. But for him to be infallible, to show that God never failed.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen. Hallelujah.
He took Moses and put him in the hand of the one who was looking to kill him.
Amen. Amen.
The
Amen.
One who wanted to kill Moses,
Amen.
God charged him.
Amen.
He became a babysitter.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Of Moses.
Amen.
Not only that, and obliged him to pay the mother.
Amen.
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 The only mother who was paid.
Amen.
To take care of his own baby.
Hallelujah.
Lord. That was the purpose of God. Stop thinking about that.
Amen.
that is putting you under your pressure.
Yes, sir.
You become, you have a complex of inferiority.
Amen.
Stop thinking that you came here to make a living. Because in your country, there's no lack of money. The economy is so poor. Stop thinking that.
Amen.
Just realize that God used that.
Amen.
Those hard conditions to bring you here for a reason.
Amen.
For a purpose.
Amen.
What was the purpose? His kingdom.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
Once you understand that, things start changing.
Amen.
You are not the first one to go in a country as a refugee or a slave. Joseph went as a slave. He ended up a prime minister.
Amen. Amen.
We don't know.
Amen.
What will be tomorrow?
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
Do you love him?
Amen.
Do you appreciate him?
Amen.
If God did it once,
amen.
Oh, yeah.
Do it again.
Hey.
God can do it again.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We sing that.
Amen.
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 Amen. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Do you love him?
Hey.
Do you appreciate him?
Hey.
We are here for a reason.
Amen.
For a purpose. Change your way of thinking.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God just used those as means to an end. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you love him?
Amen.
Amen.
Then he said, we should never live under our privileges as we are today. The great powers of God lays within the reach of every member of the body of Christ. Then he said, whatsoever things you desire.
Amen.
When you pray, believe that you receive.
Hallelujah.
And you shall have it.
Amen.
It shall be given to you.
Amen.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen. Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
Do you love him?
Amen.
Do you appreciate him?
Amen.
So you live under your privileges because he said, whatsoever things. And you are afraid.
Man.
Of claiming your desires.
Wow.
God told you that before that desire is there, the creator of that desire must be there.
Amen.
Amen.
Are you free?
Amen.
And it doesn't limit. He said, whatsoever. And the prophet will show you, he said, this makes you omnipotent.
Wow.
This hallelujah. Makes,
the prophet said, makes you
omnipotent.
Amen. Because it whatsoever.
Wow.
You say, ah. But if it's a wrong desire, I don't know about that. I'm just repeating a verse.
Amen.
Jesus never said except.
Amen.
He said, whatsoever.
No, amen.
Desire.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You have when you pray.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Only wrong desires.
No, no.
Or good desires. He said, whatsoever desire.
Amen.
You know what? When I was thinking about it myself, I was scared. I said, ah, but this can become dangerous. Then I see that God is true.
Amen.
He said, a desire is a creation.
Amen.
And you can't have a creation without a creator.
Amen. That's
right.
Then, if you have an evil desire, there must also be an evil creator. Can you make the devil a creator? Or the devil cannot create.
Right. Yes, sir.
Amen.
There is only one creator.
Hallelujah.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
There is only one creator.
Amen.
And the devil is a perventer.
That's right.
If you have an evil desire, it means that there is a real desire
amen.
Which has been perverted.
your faith.
Amen. Amen.
Wow.
Wow.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
Amen.
That's why the desire Jesus was speaking here, it was all his desires.
Amen.
Because he's the one who created them.
Yes.
He knows that his children will never have any evil desire. You know why? The Bible says, a worshiper wants speech under the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
There is no more conscious of sin.
Wow.
And the prophet said, which means desire.
Amen. Amen.
So salvation starts as a changing of desire.
Amen. 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 Amen.
And here Jesus was not talking the first bull. He was not talking the second bull. He was talking the third bull.
Amen.
Speak to the mountain.
Amen.
He's not speaking to someone who is down there. He's speaking to someone who is seasoned.
Wow.
Amen.
Who is already far away in the word of God.
Amen.
His desire completely changed.
Amen.
He's converted.
Amen.
When you are converted, that's why he said, if my word abides in you, and you abide in me. How can you have wrong desires when you have the word of God in you? There is no way.
Amen.
Because all good gifts come from the Father.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because God, look here, you check also in the message. You will never find a place where Brother Abraham quotes this quote whatsoever.
Amen.
Except he never said that. But he emphasized that because we are not living up to this verse, we are under our prayer. Can you say
amen? Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
Do you love him?
Amen.
Do you appreciate him?
Amen.
So to finish for tonight, I want to say this. Privileges is special right, special title to particular group.
Amen.
Persons. You say amen?
Amen. Amen.
And very strange, when God opened the seas and the prophet came to preach on the seas, he introduced with God in simplicity.
That's right.
Amen.
Right.
Then he came with the bridge between the seven church ages and the saints. Are you with me?
Amen.
Listen what he said. I'm finishing it. Now, when Adam sinned, he lost everything. Then the prophet said, now the forfeited title deed. Right is entitlement.
Wow. Wow. Wow.
Wow.
Amen.
Entitlement.
Wow.
You do something or you have something.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
Amen. Wow.
Amen.
When you got a title, it's a right. When you say you got a title deed on this property, it's a right of ownership.
Mm-hmm.
So this belongs to you.
It's power.
You can enjoy it.
Hey.
You can benefit from it. Can you say amen?
Amen. Amen.
And when Adam failed, he lost the book. You can listen, understand now why John has to weep. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
He lost the book, and this book, this little book, the prophet said, the forfeited title deed is now in the hands of the original owner.
Amen.
Wow. Almighty God.
Amen.
It means that this book contained the privileges.
Amen. Amen.
The right.
Amen.
That Adam and put it in the Garden of Eden. And when he sinned, this book was forfeited. It went, the devil being evil, he could not touch it because of sin. It has to go back into the hand of the original.
Amen.
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 You know what? Those who were already bought the houses. The way we buy houses here in Europe and in Western civilization, we don't buy for cash, many of us. You go to the bank, they give you what they call mortgage or a bond. You are bond. You are bound. They bind you. But they give you the property. They put your name, they transfer the title deed to you. They put your name in the title deed, showing that this property belongs to you.
Amen.
But meanwhile, they don't give you the title deed. They keep it because you were forfeited. When you get a mortgage, because you owe them money, so they keep the title deed. The bank keeps the title. It's your title deed. But now, because you owe them money, they keep it until you pay the debt.
Wow.
So while Adam sinned, he had also a title on the earth. And he sinned, so he had a debt to pay.
That's right.
And the price for sin was death.
Amen.
And because he has the debt to pay, the title was forfeited.
That's right.
And it went back. Instead of the devil taking it, God takes back.
Wow.
Can you say amen?
Amen. Amen.
So it went to the original owner. He kept it.
Amen.
So man was on earth. He could not more enjoy. The devil became a squatter. He's owning the earth, but he doesn't have the title.
Amen. Amen.
Listen to this.
Amen.
Are you with me?
Amen.
So the devil, it's like someone, he come and squatter in your house without the permission. But he's there because of your ignorance.
Amen.
This is what the devil is doing.
Amen.
Wow.
And that's why the prophet, when he came, he said, what is a sin? He said, a sin is a finished work.
Amen.
When you were created, before the foundation of the world, the work was finished. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Then he said, the sin is also an ownership. Ownership. So the devil could not honor, be an owner without the title for ownership. Can you say amen?
Amen.
So he come and squatter on earth. He is squattering in you. Diabetes. Cancer.
Oh.
High blood pressure. All those things is the devil squattering.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
He has no right.
Wow. Amen.
Because he doesn't have a title.
Right. Yes.
Amen.
You belong to someone.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen? Amen.
You belong to someone, and that someone is Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah. Amen.
That's why he got the title deed.
Hey.
That's why he has to come after paying the price. He said, now I have to go down and claim back my property.
Amen.
Can you say it?
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
When the owner comes down with his property, with his title deed, he cast out the devil.
Amen.
Tell the devil tonight.
Amen.
Amen.
You are not the owner.
Amen.
Someone is owning me.
Amen.
Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
this. Mm. But tonight I'm telling you, I'm claiming my
birthday. Amen.
I belong to Jesus.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
You are saying amen without understanding.
Hallelujah.
That's the problem. But I know you understand.
Amen.
You know what? If I go out there, everyone is outside, and I go to a knife in my hand, and I say, Bonamai, I'm going to punch all these tires, even if you love me. Will you accept that?
No.
No. Why? Ownership. Mm-hmm. This is my car. Mm-hmm. My only car. It will take me home. We can even fight. Mm-hmm. Because you want to protect.
Amen.
So if you belong to God.
Wow.
Tell me your car. You want to tell me that your car takes care of itself?
No.
My.
No.
Huh?
No.
Who takes care of, can take care of your car?
Me.
You.
Amen.
Why? It belongs to you.
Yes.
If you belong to God, who heals you?
Yes.
Who heals you?
God.
God heals you. Bless you. Small and this car, the battery was flat, no insurance for my mouse. But when I needed it, straight away I went to buy a new battery, put in, pay the insurance, a lot of money. Why? Because I needed it.
Amen.
And you are the vehicle of the Holy Ghost, brother.
Hallelujah.
You are the temple of God.
Eleven twelve fifty-seven.
we should never live under our privileges. In paragraph 20.
11. 11 and 12. 11 and 12. Says we put Jesus. Put that thing on.
Okay.
Is it fine? That's before we meet. So I'm sure that on Sunday, everyone of us is on the same foundation. And we can help.
What paragraph, bro?
23.
Okay, go here. This is not internet. Just one sec, bro. One second. This is what's in 23. Okay, it's too far. Yeah, now do it. Do like this. Push. Okay, and then go Apple TV, that's it. Okay, so just need to talk about church.
Can you do that?
Sorry, bro. Okay.
23? Yeah, 23. You go past. Yeah. Come. Go to the last part of the yeah. This one is red. Come on. Okay. 23 now. Yeah. Let it be clear. We should never live under our privileges as we are today. Let's repeat that again.
We should never live under our privileges as we are today.
God bless you.
Amen. Amen.
Since the prophet,
why not now, bro?
He's asking us, young people, children are saying, I know that you can get it. I'm speaking about the children. So from this, we can speak freely now.
Amen.
Try to go through all our privileges.
Mm.
Kingdom. We should not be living like we are living. Amen.
Amen.
You see, the prophet said, once we are born again, it's not all. We can use the same faith we use to stop smoking, stop drinking, stop committing adultery. The same faith.
Hallelujah.
The quality of life. God can't give you the Holy Spirit and make you live under your privileges. And you're suffering, you're crying. No. God is not happy to see your wife. Not happy because you can't provide according to her needs. Don't tell me that God is happy. Why should you continue like that? We are preaching ourselves into poverty.
Yes, sir. Amen.
If we are against the people of preaching prosperity, why are we preaching people into poverty? Into misery.
Yes.
Why? If you say Brother Branham was not rich, yes, I accept that. But let us have a church like his church to begin with. Is this church like Brother Branham?
No. No. Too small.
Please. It's not small. Does it look like a church?
That's right.
It's a hairdresser.
If we want to be like Brother Brown, let's do what he did.
That's right.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
You know what? He was a brother. Brother Brown said, Abraham was poor. I said, yes. He was poor in such a way that when Hero envisaged him, he could give him a fatted cow.
Amen.
Calf.
Yes, sir.
But if Elohim come to you tonight, what are you going to serve him? Tell me.
Serious.
Abraham was so poor.
I believe that. I believe that the power of God, in such a way that the servant of Abraham and the servant of Lot fought for the land.
Yes.
Because
of cattle.
Cattle, the earth was so plenty. They didn't have enough place.
Amen.
Yes. Can you say
hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You are like our father Abraham. Which poverty are you preaching to us?
Amen.
We can't even pay for the rent of the church.
Mine.
We are here like we saw Brother Joseph struggling to explain how it's difficult to pay and the pastor to put his own money. Is that why God called us?
No.
Please. We should never live under our position as we are now.
Amen.
God bless you.
Amen.
Let's stand on our feet and pray. If I said something that please forgive me.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Preach it, brother.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus.
us, O God, even of Lord Father and God, given privilege that Lord Father, you came, Lord, and died for on Calvary, that Lord, the title deed would be restored back, O God, to the Maker. And Lord Father, O God, given us, and us in you, Lord Savior, be able, Father, to claim tonight, O God, whatever, O God, benefits we have need as has been ministered tonight, Lord. O Lord, Father, we are the beneficiaries of grace. O Father, O God, living Lord Savior, but Lord Savior, anything new, but Lord, one for you, Lord Savior, Father, have already purposed and planned a few months to come. Lord, even as our God, Lord, has expressed, and Lord, Father, O God, you can do nothing, Lord. Father, outside of your God, and we, Lord Savior, of the privilege tonight to say that we are, O God, redeemed, 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 but the way we live, complaining together with this word, it shows that we are under our privilege.
Yes.
We complain. Sometimes, Lord, we don't understand.
Yes.
But tonight, once again, you come to remind us.
Thank you.
This is not the first time we are listening to this. But you bring these things back to us.
Amen.
So that we can remember.
Hallelujah.
You can remind us,
yes,
our true position.
Amen.
As we go out of this place, let every one of us understand his
position.
Hallelujah.
And prepare us for Sunday, Lord.
Please, Jesus. Yes.
So that we lay before you, that you speak to us.
Amen.
And transform us in such a way.
Hallelujah.
That will bring such an impact in this world.
Yes,
in
Lord.
In the country, Lord.
Hey, my Lord Jesus.
So people can see that these people know their positions.
Hallelujah.
They know their privileges.
Amen.
You died as a lamb, a character that for faith is right. That's a lamb. A lamb doesn't claim his right.
Yes.
If your faith is right. Because they're an animal made for that purpose, for a sacrifice. But when you came to claim your property, you came as a lion.
Amen.
As a king.
Amen.
And a king, the lion, doesn't forfeit his right.
Oh, yes.
He claims back his right.
Oh, yes.
He's with the edge of the lion.
Amen. Amen.
And you are now transferring, imparting that character in your bride.
Hallelujah.
So that she's able to claim back.
Amen.
A God-given privilege.
Hallelujah.
We are here for that. We won't let anymore the devil play with us.
Yes.
We claim every brother.
Amen.
We seek in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Give them victory.
Amen. Jesus Christ.
Over the sickness.
Amen.
We won't let the devil play with our children.
Amen.
Amen.
Taking them in the world. We claim them back.
Amen. Jesus.
As God-given privilege.
Amen.
They belong to us.
Amen.
Moses told Pharaoh, we won't leave
a
nail.
Amen.
Nothing will we leave left behind.
Amen.
We are going, all of us.
Amen.
We are captives.
Amen.
We have our goods. We have our children.
Amen.
We are women.
Amen.
No one will stay in the world.
Amen.
We claim every soul.
In Jesus.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Yes.
We are here, Lord, as your vessel.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Because you can't work in this world without us.
Yes,
you have,
Lord,
to use our vessel.
Yes,
you have,
Lord,
to use,
Jesus,
our tabernacle.
Yes,
you have,
Lord,
to
Jesus,
use our bodies.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Without us, you can't claim anyone. You can't save anyone. You have to come through us, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Even our salvation, if we don't consent, you can't save us.
Oh, yes, Lord.
That's why you say, whosoever will.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
We come to yield ourselves to you.
Yes, Lord.
We yield our spirit to you.
Yes,
we,
Lord,
yield our souls to you.
Yes.
We yield our bodies to you.
Amen.
Use us, Lord.
Grant, Lord.
And because you need us, we have some rights. We have some privileges. The car that transports the king, they take care of it in a special way.
Amen.
The plane that transports a king, a president, they take care in a special way, not as they take care of other planes. And here we are,
Amen,
as the bride of Christ.
Yes, Lord.
Your body, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We should be taken care in a special way.
Yes,
Amen.
Yes.
How come the devil can come and play with us? Play with our families. Play with our
children.
Yes. Play with our parents. We want to stop him straight away.
Amen.
Tell him, Satan.
Yes.
You are a liar.
Yes.
You are a bluffer.
Yes.
Get out of this place.
Amen. Yes.
We claim all the souls in our house.
Oh, yes.
In our homes.
In Jesus' name.
We won't leave anyone behind.
Yes.
No one will be left out. All our children, whatever condition they are in, they are claimed back.
Amen.
And in Jesus' name,
yes,
it is done.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Commit all of them into your hands.
Amen, Jesus.
Believing God,
yes,
that you are taking care of them.
Amen.
When they come back, we'll hear testimonies from you.
Yes,
yes.
And this will be for your praise.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen.
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 God bless you.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
God's perfect place, you are.